UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
What is Imani Bates doing? What is Imani Bates doing?
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Talk to King Andy. I don't know. Take it up with him.
King Andy.
Miss those days.
The monarchy.
Oh. And James Strebel.
Thank you, Sheriff.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Is that Bam in Louisville's gym? And she, look, and then the woman over there is like, yeah, John, you lost him. I'm sorry. Why don't my players come back and see me?
Get Bam on the phone, somebody.
Oh, man. How beautiful is that?
Oh, he's steaming already. He's absolutely steaming. It's 3:02 in the afternoon,
yep,
Strebel.
I know.
Really?
Yes.
You're steaming right now.
I've got a lot of pent-up, you know, aggravation that I didn't unleash on Twitter last night.
You're pent up, all
so
right.
So I'm ready to go.
You're all pent up.
I am pent up.
I'm going to get out of the way here shortly, but let me tell you where we are and who we are. It's The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPNLouisville.com. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Jack Grossman.
Hello,
Jack is
ladies.
Back at the Liquor Barn Studios.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounding good.
I don't know. Maybe he's having one of his fruity drinks. I don't know what
yeah,
he's doing.
A little Vitality water.
I don't know what he's
mouth
doing.
Spray?
I don't know what
still
he's
got a few more days
today.
Till the Vitality starts up again. A
couple more days.
Oh, okay, right,
I mean, after he crushed those tacos yesterday.
Oh, wow.
I'll probably be by a full Witch today. I think he's got a little bit. Okay,
get
one of those grinders.
I actually had a salad today. Yeah,
I saw that in a strawberry.
A salad,
yeah,
strawberry.
You looked ridiculous.
Salad, strawberries. Yeah, it tasted good. And then I had some of the...
I'm saying you look ridiculous. Go ahead. We have a little bit of a delay. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, I had some of the witch, but without the bread.
You just ate the meat.
Well, I'm
Jesus.
Just trying to think the day after Bam was in a UK shirt with Donovan Mitchell in the facility at 3:03, the guy dials in and we're hearing about the witch sandwich
that Jack ate without the bread.
From Jack Grossman today.
You guys brought it up.
The strawberry salad.
Oh, you're a bum. Eating your strawberries. You just found out they existed 3 months ago.
Strawberries? What are these?
Anyway, we are hanging out with you at Academy Sports and Outdoors in Middletown.
Yeah.
This is the land of Drew Diener.
It is.
Whenever Diener purchases fishing equipment that he doesn't know how to use, but Max does, this is exactly where he gets everything. And we got you for the next 3 hours. And beginning on July 1st is the Gear Up and Get Out. And we have all of the brochures, but the things in front of us.
We got a little information sheet.
Yeah, a little info sheet, little one-cheater.
Yeah.
Beginning on the 1st, running the entire month of July, come hang out with them. You get $20 off your purchase of $100 or more at all Kentucky locations for Academy Sports and Outdoors. So we are hanging out here with Kentucky Fish and Wildlife, and right next to us, we're going to have to, I don't even know his true name. He's an officer of the law.
He is.
All I know.
Yes.
He is to our left.
He has a utility bill.
But he doesn't know that we work with a sheriff.
We do work with the sheriff.
The sheriff just delivered some news.
We work with a sports sheriff. His name is Mark Blankenbaker.
Yes, he's the U of L sheriff.
He's the U of L sheriff.
Yes.
So, I don't know. Maybe you guys can go, we get Blank in here.
Talk
go
some
back
law.
And forth. You guys can just talk some bird law.
Bird law,
Charlie Day would say. All right, so before, go ahead. What did Blank say?
Yes.
What did U of L sheriff say?
And he just walked by me. The Louisville Cardinal bird is in the studio. Blank just let him in. The mascot.
What the hell?
Well, we're going to head back to the studio.
Yeah, I guess we're going to sorry,
we
guys.
We're going back to the studio.
Louis the Cardinals at the studio, yeah. So we
is
need to
Louis?
Leave.
Is
I think it's Louis, right?
I think Louis Rabot?
Yes, Louis Rabot.
Oh, he's the Cardinal.
Is it Louis Rabot? Is Louis Rabot? What if he was?
That'd be
like,
great.
Hey, usually that's for, like, athletic younger people.
Right, and
not
he's usually taller.
Louis Rabot had his shirt, like, unbuttoned. Like, he was Razor Ramon today. He had so much damn chest hair popping out.
Does he have chest hair?
A lot.
Really? I'm surprised by that because he's got kind of a baby face.
He does.
Like, he doesn't have a lot of hair on his face. I'm a little shocked by that.
So here is where we are today, Jack. 437-9680, hanging out at Academy Sports and Outdoors with the good people at Kentucky Fish and Wildlife. We will talk about that as we go. Pat 40 in the 5 o'clock hour.
Okay.
We are open until then, about 525. Strebel is the star out here. Whoa. Come out and see him and talk some cats with him. But here is where we are, which is going to make today fun, Jack. Okay. And I don't know how this is going to exactly go. On a normal day, if we were in studio with you, Jack, or at the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios at my house, Strebel would be unbearable today.
Yeah.
He would be mean. He would be ugly.
Yeah.
He would be nasty. He would be name-calling.
Hey, what's up, brother?
He would be name-calling. Yes, there's a 10-year-old that walked by, a 12-year-old.
With a Kentucky shirt on.
Yes, he would be doing all of those things. But we are in the midst. We have a man of the law to our left.
We do.
We have Kentucky Fish and Wildlife behind us.
Yep.
Okay, we got important people everywhere.
Everywhere.
We're in the middle of Academy.
Yeah.
People can see us. And I don't know what Strebel's going to bring today because of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if he's going to shy away. Huh. I don't know if we need him to be mean and nasty, but we need him, Jack, to whisper his mean and nastiness.
I don't know if I can whisper.
And there we are. Well, I just turned you loose.
Yeah.
So I have some updated information on Bam Bam.
Oh, do you really?
We'll get to that at some point.
Okay.
Okay, we'll get to that at
some point.
I saw
Donovan Mitchell tweeted.
Well, no, but I have some updated information on the whereabouts of Bam Adebayo.
Okay. Yeah, I'm all for that.
We can dive into that.
Yes.
But last night, and I don't even know what time it was. Jack, can you look up my tweet that I see? Your boy Bam Bam.
Yeah. NBA star.
Okay.
Former Kentucky Wildcat. He's all NBA. Right? That's fair. He is.
Put it up, Jack. Is Bam Adebayo a, quote, star?
He got that max contract.
Put quotations around it.
You get that max contract, you're a star.
8:58 p.m.
8:58 p.m.
Yes.
Your boy's enjoying a little bourbon.
Oh,
okay?
Nice. Well,
your
bourbon
boy's
night.
Enjoying a little bourbon. So, it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Yeah, bourbon night.
It's not a bourbon night.
Why the heck
it's
not?
A Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay? And then I see it. And I know there's going to be those that poo-poo it away. Oh, look at you. You have nothing to talk about. You dirty SOB. Oh,
it's summer radio.
The fans don't need to do that. Well, you know what? Then get out of here. Then go root for Wake Forest, okay? If you don't like that, then get out of here and go root for Syracuse. Go root for Dino Babers.
Pittsburgh.
Or Jim Boeheim and his 14 wins a year.
Right.
And get out of here.
Jeff Capel in Pittsburgh.
Because what we had last night was exactly what we needed.
Yeah.
Okay? As we are in the midst of summer sports talk radio.
In the desert.
I look at 8:58 p.m., clanking the ice, okay, at my bourbon.
A little clink.
And I see a little Donovan Mitchell in his Cardinal.
Right.
I see a little Kenny Payne who's always wearing long sleeves.
Yeah, no matter what the weather is.
Which is something that I want to get into with Kenny Payne at some point, okay?
Like even two weeks ago when it was 100 degrees, he was wearing long sleeves.
I'm interested in that more than his defense and offensive execution strategy.
Or if he's in Spain or not. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, he's not going to
be.
We already know that.
It's established.
And then I see Bam smiling.
He was smiling.
And what people are missing, he's got the UK shirt, but he's also got the UK chain on.
Oh, yeah, he's got the UK chain.
He's got the chain.
He's representing,
as they would say.
The cats.
Okay? And I guess the only thing I would say is nobody's truly 100% happy about any of this. Kentucky right. fans aren't, and Louisville fans aren't.
Fans sure
and I
aren't.
Know Louisville fans that are faking it. I know Louisville. Rummage, it might be you. I know Louisville fans like our man Detox who are heated. Ethan Moore is not happy.
Right.
I know Kentucky fans that are trying to battle. I know Kentucky fans that don't like it. I know Kentucky fans that think Blue got in.
Yes.
So go ahead. I'm out of the way. Jack, let me get out of the way. It's 3:10. This is battery rate. I should have done it 7 minutes ago.
No, this is okay. Fine. We had to set up the story.
Well, you tried to battle a little bit on Twitter today.
Just a little bit.
Just a little
I
bit.
I didn't want to give away all the goods. I have a lot to say
you
here.
You have more goods than you have a lot of goods?
A lot of goodies.
I don't think you do.
I don't.
You have
I
anything
really
original here?
I do. I have some
on
things.
This stupid topic.
Yes,
do you have anything original?
Absolutely. Yes. Right. Yes. Well, I mean, first of all, it has to be said that with Bam Adebayo at your practice, number one.
Well, he's working out. He's just working out.
He's working out.
A little individual, a little working out in the summer.
Yeah, he didn't.
Got to keep your sword sharp.
He went in there to say, hey, KP, what's up? You're my guy. You recruited me. You helped develop me at Kentucky. So he's throwing Kenny Payne a little bit of a bone, an assist, if you will. He's giving him a little bit of assist by being there. And you know what he's doing? He's looking around, and he's saying, what can I tell John Calipari about this team? He's on the phone. You think that he's going to go there and practice?
He's a spy.
Yeah, he's going to go there and practice.
He's a spy.
He ain't telling Cal Sidney Curry's a bum. He ain't saying, like, I score this dude at will. Like, he can't
well,
guard
Bam's
his.
Well, a star in the NBA, and Sidney Curry
yeah.
College,
his feet's
a college
in cement.
Player.
And
his feet are in cement.
In cement, and he can go right by him anytime he wants to go by him.
Well, Bam can, yes.
Yes, I'm
but,
saying.
Well, you know, Bam's not on next year's team.
Oscar is, though. Well, he's pretty
yeah,
damn good.
Yeah, but he's not Bam.
He's not Bam.
He's
that's
not
fair
Bam.
Enough. But actually, he put
okay.
up better numbers than Bam in college. That's
well,
a whole
that's
other situation.
Fine.
But also, it's just Louisville fans so need validation. They so need to be validated. You know how they've been validated continually on and on since Kenny Payne's been the coach at Louisville?
By Kentucky
players. I remember. I remember that tweet where it was Kentucky players that had Kenny Payne's face looking in the sky like, oh,
Emmanuel
my God,
quickly.
Look at this.
He's looking into the heavens.
Yeah, look at the new man on campus, and it had Nolan Smith, it had all the Duke players, the Kentucky players, not any Louisville players, all Duke and Kentucky players. Further validation. You know what Louisville is? In some travel teams, in some travel leagues, Andy, you have the...
Oh, now you're used to this.
Yes. You
okay.
have the one team, then you have the other team. They're all part of the same organization, but you had the better team, and you had the team that...
You have a B team.
Yeah, like a B team. Louisville's now Kentucky's B team. That's exactly what they are. They're Kentucky's B team. So congratulations.
The man of law like that. He smiled at
you're
that.
You're the B team. Congratulations. You can use our players to try to build your cachet up. They need... You know, we talked about the new banners going around Louisville. It needs to be Cal's Louisville, because Cal's the one running the players for Kenny Payne.
Well, you
he get the
do.
Blessing.
You...
Bam, go help KP out. I'll give you a little bit of a blessing. I'll knight you. Sir Bam of the Kentucky
Look
Wildcats
at the workers.
Can go.
Look at the workers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry, everybody. You can go. You can spread the message of BBN and all Louisville fans like it was a victory. Like it's a win. Did Gary the Redbird show up to cheer on Bam? Was he there? Oh, Gary the Redbird's here. Louis the Cardinal showed up. Oh,
put that
gonna,
up. Did
are they going to hang a banner
Gary the
for
Redbird.
Bam practicing?
Did Gary the Redbird show up for the practice between Donovan and Bam?
I mean, it was a big
put that
win
up
for
at
them.
ESPN 680
oh my
as
gosh,
well.
You would have thought they won the national title last night, Andy. There's an NBA player on our campus not named Donovan Mitchell. Those exist. Mm-hmm. What's going on? Where's Jordan Warren? Why ain't he practicing with you? What about Damian Lee? He only had time to practice. Oh, no, we don't want him. We want the Kentucky players because they mean more. They have
yeah,
more.
You don't like it, though.
No,
you don't
I do like
it. No, you
I think
don't.
It's funny the way
no, you
they're
don't.
Acting like morons.
You don't like it. You don't want him there.
Funny.
Even with the Kentucky
no,
shirt, you don't want him there.
Andy,
get him out of there. Get him out of there.
It pissed them off so bad that he had UK on, it made my heart grow three sizes like the Grinch.
Well, see,
that's exactly what
here's
happened.
The thing. For you, it doesn't need to be the fans that have shown it. It's the fans that won't show it.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That won't let you know how much it frustrates them.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
There's more.
Right?
Look, I've had a conversation
You've
with somebody.
You've had some secret conversations.
Some secret conversations. There's some Louisville luminaries
oh,
that
boy.
Do not like this at all. Old school Louisville basketball players that are
Uncle
not
Jerry?
Happy that Bam Adebayo.
Have you talked to Jerry Eves?
It wasn't Jerry Eves.
Have you been DMing Jerry Eves?
No, it wasn't Jerry. It wasn't Uncle Jerry. No. Nobody like that. But I just know from a reliable source in the program. How about that?
Oh,
hey, Louisville fans, I got sources in your program, just like Matt Jones. How about that, baby? What? Fat Jones coming at you.
Fatty Jones.
At you.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Is that what we decided on, Jack? I can't remember.
It was Fatty
Jones. Is Fat
Jones
or Fatty Jones
I think
better?
Fat Jones is better.
You know what? I think you might be right. Yeah.
I could go either way. As long as I'm fat, I guess.
You've slimmed down quite a bit.
But it just warmed my heart to hear that Louisville players, old school Louisville players, are not happy. While the Louisville fans are out there, yay, we have NBA players. They're going to turn to Louisville. Like, Rummage, I hate to tell you, he wasn't wearing a Louisville shirt, bruh. He wasn't wearing Louisville. He wasn't throwing L's up. He wasn't loyal to the Burb. He made sure that Sidney Curry and the boys saw his UK bling. He didn't take it off for practice. He said, no, y'all look at this. When I'm smashing on you, look at the UK logo.
The take would be, if you don't like it, Kenny Payne allowed it.
Kenny Payne
can say, listen, we're working
go
out.
Change.
You ain't wearing that.
I mean, Ty's already been there.
Wear a Nike shirt. That's fine.
Ty's already been there throwing L's down. We run your facilities. Ty said, this is our city. He's right.
What if you're doing this Jason N style? In soccer, you loan players out. Maybe you loan some guys out for Louisville.
They can have Zan Payne.
You loan him out for like a year. Like Bam will come to your gym for a year. You loan him out.
Yeah,
it's a financial deal. It's
help.
Like soccer. Yeah. Ronaldo goes to Chelsea.
Right.
He goes to Manchester United. Yeah, he goes back and forth.
Right.
You loan him to Italy, somewhere in Italy.
Right.
You know what I'm
Milan.
Saying? The Red Bulls get him. I don't know what's going on. Milan.
Yeah.
PSG.
All
you
these,
know, you loan
the
him
young
out.
Boys get him.
Yeah,
you, know?
You loan him out. That's what you do.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
You loan out Tyler Ulysses. He ain't doing anything.
As long as Louisville are paying our players the way they're supposed to be played. As long as Bands being compensated.
As long as the financials are fine,
yes. I'm good
with it.
Bam
gets some money.
Fine.
He goes. He appears a couple times at the practice center.
A little pat on the head.
How about that? Are people mad at Kenny Payne? Jack, what's your read of the situation?
Yes.
Because I don't know the read here of the situation. I think it's 50-50, but that's boring.
Yes.
I actually agreed with Blankenbaker this morning about
what
some of
say?
It. Well, I think there's more. Here's my strongest take on all this.
Yeah.
I think Louisville fans are bothered by it more than they're letting on.
Yeah.
And I think to combat Strebel, I could ask the question, you think John Calipari'd like to see that yesterday? Those would be the two things that I would say.
But I would say that Bam's mom still comes to games without Bam. Like, he's taking pictures with her at, like, SEC tournaments.
Yeah, but who's more important, Bam's mom or Bam?
Well, there's still that connection with Bam. Like I was saying earlier, you don't think Bam's texting Cal and telling Cal what's up at the practice?
I don't think
it's called a sleeper cell is what that's called.
Yeah, but a sleeper cell's got to be like a normal guy. It can't be Bam who is famous.
That's a good point.
Ty's not a sleeper cell.
Yeah. No.
Well, I would say that
you're not a sleeper cell.
No, I'm definitely
people
not.
Know
I'm
your
way
face.
Too loud. Yeah, I'm way too loud to be a sleeper cell. But yeah, Jack, what do you think? I've rambled on for a while.
No, we don't care what Jack really thinks.
Yeah.
Jack knows we don't care what he thinks.
I care.
You're the hero here.
Well,
you're the there are people listening to the radio who don't like what they're hearing from you. There are people listening to the radio that are saying, get them Strebel.
Yes.
Get those dirty birds something.
Yeah.
Those are the two things going on.
That's what the text line saying.
I'm just mad at the people. This is not a story.
I don't care.
I'm like, this place is built on lunatics.
Right.
When you saw that picture, you knew it was going to be a bunch of lunatics, and that's what we're here for. No, Jeff Greer's not doing a blog on it, okay?
Right.
John Hale's not writing about it, but we're talking about it.
Tim Sullivan's not,
He doesn't even know what happened.
He knows baseball's on. That's what he knows.
That's all he knows.
There's an afternoon game.
There
with,
is.
With the Marlins, or not the Marlins, the Rays.
The two New York teams are playing. Hang on.
Oh, there you go.
Jack, I got a live bet when I crossed back Indiana to get my car. Oh, it's hitting too.
Oh, yes.
There you go. You like that?
Also,
you
I think – I think Donovan Mitchell deleted the tweet of him and Bam.
Oh, did he?
Ooh.
Oh, so he's deleting tweets?
Oh man.
Boy.
Oh, boy.
Kenny Payne may have stepped in it for the first time here. Well, maybe not the first time, but, I mean, if Louisville fans really are upset about this, that's fantastic. That is absolutely fantastic to me. Rummage may be a man on an island, or he may be a man on a small island with a small population that are happy about
you
this.
Know the
I don't know if people were cheering the way Rummage was today.
So
Rummage doesn't totally mean that. He doesn't
I don't think he does, man.
But he's got to listen. Rummage was right on this.
I'll give him props on this.
KP got hired. And Kenny Payne absolutely has allowed Kentucky players to come work out there if they're passing through town.
Sure.
That is a fundamental change that excuse me, besides all the ha-ha, is absolutely something that is allowed now.
Yeah.
Tie with the L's down,
yep.
All the Kentucky bling with Bam,
yep.
and it's totally allowed. That's not something that was allowed. Ethan Moore, I want you to know that, Ethan. Ethan, it's allowed now.
Yep.
It needs to be said that is a change.
Oh, 100%.
You're full of BS, whether Rummage is full of BS, or the truth lies somewhere in the middle, those are two things right now.
Right, so the photo of Bam was an Instagram post, not a tweet.
It was an IG post.
Oh, there we go. Okay, gotcha. No, that's true. You think Chris Mack's letting Bam into practice?
No.
He's putting his foot down. Bam. You think Rick Pitino's going to let Bam into practice?
No.
No, he's putting his foot down.
No.
Kenny Payne's like, yeah, come on over.
Would Whammy have allowed this? On the football side?
No, he's all about the
Oklahoma drill.
Bull in the ring. Yeah. same thing, Oklahoma drill, bull in the ring. That's what Whammy wanted to do. I got to get these guys going again.
Our former intern, when I look at usually I have the text line up on my iPad.
Yeah.
And it, for some reason, doesn't have this feature. But when I have it on my iPhone, if I have the person's name saved, I can tell who it is texting us.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this is, do you remember Aiden, who was an intern?
Yeah.
He was a Philly guy.
Yes, I remember intern Aiden.
He was basically the he still plays on the Gas Bags League.
Right.
He has text in. Has Strebel reacted to the latest four-star recruit yet? There it is.
Oh, what?
I don't know. That must be a football thing.
They're a football recruit? A four-star? Oh, I told you July was going to be big, and we're right on the cusp of July. So last night we got a 6'5 running back / linebacker that I don't care anything about because he had like two carries for Tennessee. But if we get a four-star, like a legit four-star recruit, let's go.
This is a great question as well. That I have for Strebel. What does Strebel make of all the people that are immediately alluding to Q Snyder breaking Bam's ankles in the Yum Center however many years ago that was? 5 years? What was that? 5 years ago?
5 years ago, yes.
5 years ago? Is that
something
what it was?
Yeah, something like that. No, those people that are asking about that was your one moment of glory that entire season. While Kentucky went on and went to an Elite Eight, was on the cusp of a Final Four, y'all got beat by, was it Michigan?
Yeah, Michigan in the first round of the tournament.
Got beat by, but they had Q Snyder breaking Bam's ankles. Y'all ain't laughing at Bam now, are you? You're old. Come on home, Bam. You'd rather have Bam Adebayo in your gym than Q Snyder. How about that? You'd rather have Bam. Yeah, but man, he broke his ankles. It's like that same lame-ass Russ Smith dunked on,
Julius Randle.
Twice.
Didn't he do it twice?
Yeah.
Once in the tournament game, once in the regular season. Well,
game.
Once when they were down by 35. Yeah, I was at that game.
Russ
that was
Smith
a rough
was 0-2.
That was a rough one.
Yeah, in both of those games that he dunked on Julius Randle. So that's what Louisville fans had to do. They had to pick out little moments because the total picture is so bad. It's like, Where's Waldo? You have a picture, you know, painted.
It's a boring picture.
It's a boring, For me, it's an exciting picture. Little fans, it's boring. But they got to find the one thing that gives the picture purpose, and that's their Waldo.
Texas says Strebel's right. UofL is the G League affiliate of Kentucky.
Yeah.
They're the Santa Cruz Warriors.
Yeah, they are. That's exactly what they're, Kentucky Light. And we've been saying
this guy's a bleeping idiot. We own you guys. We run your gym. You wouldn't know a gym if you were doing a remote in one. Well, there's a lot of equipment here at Academy.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like a gym. There's basketball.
We need to go over. We need to buy you a mitt. You want a mitt?
No, I'm
sure
good.
You don't want a mitt?
I got plenty of
you
them.
Want me to buy you a mitt today?
No.
You need a mitt.
No.
You still need one?
No. I got one.
No, well, I mean, you have your own mitt.
Yes, I have my own mitt now. Yeah, a Rawlings.
Zach, you don't believe that, do you? I mean, like, I'm looking at him, and I don't believe it. And you,
I
mean, I can see the facial movements. I don't believe
it.
No,
I do. I have a
Rawlings mitt.
I have a Rawlings
I'm going to need
mitt.
A photo
yes,
of
okay.
it.
Okay.
Who's it signed by?
It's got...
Don't they do the things where it's signed always? Like,
no,
they always have a sign?
This is just like a regular, like, I didn't have it like a player signature in there.
But don't they all have that? Don't they
all
have, like, a fake signature?
Not all of them, no.
Like an Oral Hershiser or something like that?
No.
I don't know if I believe.
No,
I don't know.
It's all dirty and like it's been used. It's got
used
dust on it from the.
Well, good.
You
I'm
know,
glad it should be.
From the, you know, playing catch with the fellas.
By the way, we need to know every person that has come into Academy has looked at those chairs. So whatever those chairs are doing, they're doing the right thing. Whatever they're doing, like this gentleman right here, he's buying one right now.
He's trying it out. What's going on here? He's going to do a little rocket in it.
Maybe he just took and walked out the door with it.
I'm not in any shape.
Well, does the fishing? Well,
oh, yeah,
you have jurisdiction of someone. He has jurisdiction.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
That's a great point. Does someone Kentucky Fish and Wildlife, do they have jurisdiction if someone is robbing Academy Sports to do anything? And the answer is yes.
Grab one of those chairs.
Well, thank God he is because I can't.
No,
I'm not.
I don't have any jurisdiction over anything. Not even my own household.
Plus, I got...
You're not a sheriff.
I am not a sheriff, no. I'm not even like a mall cop. Which they have jurisdiction over something,
no,
too.
No, they don't. Well, Spencer Gifts?
The mall. Hot topic.
Texter says Rex Chapman and Derek Anderson dunked U of L out of Freedom Hall.
Yeah, this is what we need. Let's get it going.
Texter's right. Donnie to Miami. I know. That's the thing here.
Ooh, is this like a ploy?
Is that Woj or Shams or, I don't know, is Rick Bucher still around? Jack, somebody should have picked up on this.
Wow.
And said, yo, you know Donovan wants out of Utah.
Well, who
okay?
doesn't?
Yeah, and you know the Heat want to make a big move
right?
with the godfather Pat Riley down there in South Beach.
Ooh.
How about this? These two are working out.
So it's not about going to say you know, hi if, to Kitty Payne. This is about let's work out together.
If Giovanni weren't so worried about Shaden Sharp and if he's moving into his brand new... Yeah, Giovanni. If he's not too worried about, you know, what apartment that in Portland that Shaden Sharp gets,
right.
you know, he could just look on Twitter and see what we're talking about.
And be like, oh, this may be some NBA news. But, of course, they're not paying attention to any of that. No, it's just
Texas says, my goodness, Dribble's going to be exhausted today.
No.
Well, here's my biggest problem. I don't – like, I have, like, six or seven things – but I don't know what people want from this because I'm treating it as a fun, silly story.
Yeah.
That's how I'm treating it. I mean, there are some, like, interesting things, actually. Like, what does Cal think? I have an update on
See,
Bam.
Yeah, yeah.
We can get to. I'll do that about 3:40.
Okay. That sounds good to me. I mean,
is
that's
okay
a good
with
way to
you?
See. And I'm curious, too, because I don't know what this update
Jordan
is.
Church is the guy who committed.
Oh, okay.
Three-star lineman from he's from the state of Florida. That's all
okay,
I know.
Okay, there we go. So awesome. Okay.
He had Ole Miss, Tennessee, Florida State, Missouri offers.
Okay,
so
they're
go.
Legit offers. It's not like so.
Yeah, well,
to
we'll
be
get,
fair,
settle
it'll,
down.
It'll,
we'll get to you
it'll,
later on.
It's been a while since we've gotten one of those.
You can't.
I know. They're doing what I crushed Satterfield for doing. I understand what I have the
what are you gonna
I'm
do?
In.
Nick Roush, what are you going to do with him?
This is a I'm man telling who, him to stop.
Well, this Don't, is a man that's coming for your stuff.
He's not coming for anything. No, he's not. He's the one tweeting goo-goo eyes when Kentucky gets a player from FCS. That ain't me. I'm not doing that.
Here's Detox. I know it's him.
Oh, yeah.
It's shameful to have UK guys in the Vils facility sporting that garb. NSB meh about it speaks for the state of Louisville media. What kind of sleeper cell stuff is that from him?
Ethan Moore agrees with that. By the way, Ethan Moore LSL tonight, right? Is that tonight's
well,
Wednesday?
I think he's still – he might be on vacation
oh,
still.
Oh, man.
But he's got to call. I mean, this is big enough he's got to call in.
Yeah, he's got to take –
What's Taylor Lynch? I mean, Jack, do you know? Because sometimes they ask you to fill in. I know Pat was asked last week, I believe.
Right. Yeah, Pat did it last week. I haven't heard anything, so – and I know Ethan's been out the last 2 weeks, so I'd expect that he'd be back – this week, but
is
I don't
it the
know
last
sure.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, and this man goes bronzing. On vacation. He's been bronzing.
Oh, yeah. The picture's bronzing season, as he puts
he's gonna
it.
Look fantastic,
he's going to look
isn't
great.
He?
Yeah, he's going to look absolutely great. So I'm hoping Ethan Moore, like, this would be a story that he would fly back. He'd leave his family in Florida, and he'd fly back.
Just to
be
do,
on the radio.
Just to do
this
Louisville
about,
Sports Live.
This about Bam wearing a UK shirt at Louisville practice. Honey, go eat the shrimps and the scallops and the lobster without me. I got to go talk.
I got to go back.
I got to talk Bam.
Texas says Oral Hershiser is a musty reference.
Hey,
you know
favor.
What it is.
Does he still do like TV commentary?
I don't know.
What it's do been a little while since he's done national
okay.
stuff.
I
think he still
he
might
do.
I think he still might do some stuff for the Dodgers, but not national.
Oh, okay. Well, there
well,
you
well
go.
It needs to be said, and Jack, you would probably know. I feel like it's been a decade since Oral Hershiser was on ESPN.
Like it
I, yeah,
sure.
I feel like calling him a national years. Broadcaster is also well, now a musty thing to
yeah,
say.
That's why I asked. I didn't know.
10 years ago, Streeple.
I couldn't name.
This is why your kid's hitting coach.
Yeah.
Begged you
no.
to have them watch some baseball.
I turn on baseball. And, they well, don't want to watch. Well, they watch it last night. We watched Cubs Reds.
Oof.
We did.
I turned it on just to see Jonathan India hit that 3-run home run.
Yeah.
Bunch of Cubs fans. They didn't care. They were just there for the drinks, right, Jack?
Yes.
A little
Absolutely,
old style.
Yes.
They didn't care what happened in
also,
the game.
Also, we do have breaking news.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Hang on. Hang on.
I just sent it to you.
Hang on. Don't look.
Okay.
It's a
is this
haymaker.
Real?
It's a,
is this real? Oh, it's Joe Tipton. It's real. Oh, yep. boy.
Oh.
I'm making sure
oh,
it's the real Joe Tipton. Okay. 36,000 followers.
Hang on. I'm hanging on. Oh. I'm hanging on.
Uh-oh.
You know, like. Go what? Ahead, Jack. Go ahead.
What happened?
Go ahead.
Breaking.
Go ahead.
Memphis transfer Amani Bates has committed to not Louisville, not Michigan, not DePaul, not Seton Hall, not Arkansas, but Eastern Michigan.
Monty Bates. Y'all were hanging your hopes on him. He's in Eastern Michigan. He's going to take your program to the tournament. He was going to be the five-star recruit.
I don't know if he was. I don't think he was.
Oh, the high schooler that they all saw ball out. He just needed a real coach. He said, no, Kenny Payne. Kenny Payne needed Bam for something. He needed some type of good news, some type of win, because Imani Bates went to Eastern Michigan. I know all Louisville fans are going to do.
That just means that no one wants to.
They're going to pivot. That's why they're going to pivot.
This is on Imani Bates.
But is it true?
This is on Imani Bates.
How true is it?
I mean, come on, for him to end up at Eastern Michigan, these coaches take a lot of knuckleheads.
That's true.
And none of them took this guy.
Imani
they take a lot of guys that have been at, you know, 9 different high schools and 13 different colleges. Like,
right.
they take, I'm not even trying to be serious because it is funny.
It is funny.
But
it
I have been consistent that I don't make this, to me, is not a Kenny Payne thing.
No.
What is worrisome is if Kenny Payne missed out on somebody else because they maybe didn't want to play with Imani Bates and it looked like Bates was going to Louisville.
Right.
That well, would be to where things did not work out. Seemingly this offseason, nothing has worked out for
Imani Bates.
For Imani Bates.
No, nothing.
There were some tweets. Too, that came down that he was going to Memphis. Remember that?
I remember that. Yes, I mean,
no.
Travis Branham's got to take. Lou Rabot has to take. Lou Rabot's got to take a victory lap here. He was the one.
What did Lou say?
He was the one with the Michigan source that kept saying that is not reality. That Imani Bates, there's no way he's going to Michigan. They do not want him. There's no way.
I don't remember that.
Oh yeah,
I remember
that might have been the week you were off.
It's the week you were off. Yeah, because immediately when Branham came on was like, yeah, mutual interest. Robo was like texting me and Jack like, no, this is not true. Michigan does not want him.
I'm coming home
to Eastern Michigan. Stay on head, man. Part of it kind of feels bad. Looking at that,
I almost don't view it as a Louisville thing. Almost, it still is for us.
Yeah.
I almost don't because how funny that is. We need to take a break.
Okay, yeah.
437-9680. Again, we're hanging out.
Man.
Middletown location, Ralph Shelbyville Road, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Kentucky Fish and Wildlife. Come say hello to them. They have this one-sheeter that... Hey. You need to look at this one-sheeter.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you can... Dudes,
and you, yeah, yeah. Kentucky Fish and Wildlife puts all this together.
Yeah.
Okay? If you want to get a catfish, okay?
Yeah,
here's what you need, and they got it all here at Academy.
I want a trout. What do I need to get a trout?
You know what? We need to take you out fishing.
Yeah,
I like
fishing.
I mean, it's true, but you've been fishing 20 years.
No, I fish
20
every
years,
year.
25
Except
years.
Except this year because the gas
is expensive. Yeah, that's right. You guys go to Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
we're not
right.
going this year. It's too expensive.
It's where you got engaged.
It is where I got engaged.
In front of a bunch of strangers.
A whole campground.
Jackie was, just to remind people, Strebel was that guy.
Yeah.
The families are trying to enjoy the lake in Minnesota, and there's a guy proposing.
Yeah, yeah.
And some people liked that, and some people thought very poorly of you.
No, that like, all congratulations.
Maybe.
They still talk about it. Every time we go up there, people go, oh, yeah, how y'all
do
doing?
They really?
Oh, yeah.
A decade ago.
Absolutely, yes.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Well,
I can't
fact check you on that.
You got to take my word for it, and I'm telling you the truth. People still come up and talk to me about that 100% yes.
Jack, do you believe that? That's a tough one to believe, man.
It's not a lie, that's a rough one, man. It is.
All right, we're gonna talk about the law next.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Jack, do you know who Janet Jackson is?
Yeah, music singer, and she had the wasn't she the one that had the Super Bowl incident?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes, he knew that. Who's... She has a famous brother. You know who her famous brother is?
And James Strebel.
He knows this. Jack knows this.
Oh, it's the Reverend, right? Jesse Jackson? Or is she Michael Jackson's?
I gotta leave. I'm leaving.
Oh, is she Michael Jackson's sister?
He said Jesse Jackson.
Yes. I was sitting between either Michael Jackson or Jesse Jackson. I wasn't sure which one it was.
Oh, my God.
I just knew it was one of the two.
Oh, my God.
So it is Michael Jackson.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so Amani Bates is going to Eastern Michigan, and that's the last time we'll talk about him until he leaves in mid-December, and then we'll have a conversation there. 437-9680, reminder, Reds and Cubs coming up tonight, 7:35, we'll, a little bonus hour. LSL will be over on 93.9 The Ville, and then our U of L coverage with Learfield begins on Friday. A quick reminder there. All right, we're going to talk about the law. You ready for this, Strebel? Strebel doesn't have a mic right now, so I will pass the mic to him here in a second. All right, so let's get your name, and let's get Kentucky Fish and Wildlife. Let's get everything about you as we talk about the law here, as it's July 4th weekend in what? 2 days. In 2 days. So go ahead.
Right. Thanks for having me. First off, I'm Officer Bronson Abrams with Kentucky Fish and Wildlife.
Okay.
I'm assigned Jefferson County, and, you know, we're pretty active in all the counties around, too. So, yeah, very big. Very busy weekend coming up, 4th of July. We're going to have a lot of pleasure boaters out, a lot of people on the water.
All right, so what's what do you need to tell people? How are you making the water safe? What do people need to do? What do people not need to do this July 4th weekend?
So we're focusing on Operation Dry Water, and that's a national awareness and enforcement campaign focused on reducing the number of alcohol and drug-related incidents and fatalities on the water. Think of it a lot like a car. You know, if you're going to be behind the wheel of a boat,
sure,
you don't need to be drinking any alcohol, be on any sort of drugs. We treat that the same exact way as we do vehicles.
So what will you be doing this weekend? Are you working this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Is it all hands on deck this weekend?
Yes, sir. We'll be in full force, all every single waterway of the state, rivers, all the lakes. We'll have multiple officers out, make sure everyone's playing by the rules, having a good time, and staying safe, most importantly.
Operation Dry Water, is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
It's Abrams, right? I couldn't see.
Yes,
your
sir.
I couldn't see. Ah, there we go. And you don't have to call me sir. It makes it very uncomfortable, right? Strebel, it's very uncomfortable. I'm just some radio gas bag. What would you tell people, whether it be life jackets, what safety items would you recommend, especially if there's people that are out on the water that, let's be honest, maybe aren't doing this as much as some people, right? It's July 4th weekend. Like you said, you have a lot of people out, you know, doing whatever.
Right. The first thing I would do is either get online or any of your outdoor stores. Academy here in Middletown, they'll have our boating guide. They're free. Pick them up. Take a look at it. It starts at page 30.
Okay. The boating guide?
The boating guide.
They're free. Are they free here?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
okay.
The fishing and boating guide, they're free. Pick them up. That tells you everything you need to know. For starters, the basics, make sure everyone on board has a wearable life jacket. They do not have to be wearing them unless it is a child under the age of 12 while
okay.
the boat's underway. Make sure you got all your safety equipment up to date, your fire extinguishers, make sure you have a noise-making device, make sure your navigation lights, all that, are up and running so you guys can stay safe.
Well, there we go. Is there anything else? Operation Dry Water. Again, everyone be safe. It's a busy, busy weekend. I mean, it should be a good weather weekend. I hate saying that because it'll rain all day Saturday or something like that. So
absolutely. You can never trust the Kentucky weather.
Well, I mean, you can't trust anything. I mean, Amani Bates is going to Eastern Michigan. Are you a Louisville or a Kentucky fan at this point?
Oh, I'm a Kentucky fan.
Okay,
all the way.
So Strebel's over here yelling, you're okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, that's what I figured. I just had to make sure. Do you want to say something here, Strebel? Sorry, you're on my shoulder here.
I'm just hanging out. I just thank you for being a Kentucky fan and be safe this weekend. Hopefully, no one gives you too many headaches.
Absolutely,
but someone's going to give. It's going to be. Here's the beauty with Strebel. Strebel's wife doesn't drink, basically, right?
Yeah,
and Strebel's the opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, this man rides around like a king. He is a DD, whether he's on a boat, whether he's in the van. I mean, this man, he rides around like a king in his chariot, if you will.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Can't
so there you
that.
Go. Yeah. Well, Officer Abrams, appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. No, thank
Y'all
you so
care.
Much. By the way, he's got a great handshake.
He's got
strong hands. He's got strong hands.
Yeah, you have to be.
Like a farmer. Well, no one can hear you, Strebel. No one. You want to pass that set back over? Appreciate
go,
it.
Guys.
All right.
Thanks,
well, there
man.
We go. Operation Dry Water again. You can come out here to Academy, and they can give you the boating. What did you call it again? The boating guide? The fishing and boating guide.
Yeah.
And come out here, and you can get all the stuff there. They'll tell you everything that you need to know. You can go online as well. I'm looking at our sound sheet. 437-9680. I just see this one. Mabin, Bam, and Sid eating dinner together. Jack, we'll get to that later
eating
on.
Eating dinner together.
We'll
all
get,
right.
We'll get to that, later on. Also, Perrin Johnson wants to come on, Jack, in the 4 o'clock hour.
Yes, let's go.
I think Perrin's mad. Well, is Perrin going to get upset with us?
I don't think he's going to say with
us.
Because
the text line's going to come at
us.
All right,
so Twitter's going off right now. So have you seen Fiscarelli's tweet?
Oh, my goodness.
There's another tweet?
What did Fiscarelli? Help us, Jack.
All right, so he has tweeted twice. The first one.
He's back.
Is just LOL. The second one is quote
back.
Yes, the quote, the second one is quote tweeting his tweet from May 3rd where he says that Amani Bates is locked in on joining Louisville, and he goes, source, the source close to the situation is now very far from the situation. Expect a new job application soon.
What does that
what
mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that
That's
mean?
I don't know. That is very cryptic. Yes.
Wow. So, expect a new job application.
So then
soon?
The other one is a listener just DM'd me. This is from our guy, Pat 40.
Okay.
Oh. And so
Pat 40's traveling. Oh. Yeah,
we'll
have to ask him about this.
Yeah, so we'll have to ask him about when we have him on. He goes, Amani Bates to Eastern Michigan per his Instagram. Not a lot of interest from high major programs from what I was told in recent weeks. Even some programs who had been linked to him had backed off. A remarkable turn of events for him. So that's going into the narrative that Louisville may have backed off of him.
Well, let me.
Right.
Which I don't believe, but I don't think is wise if that's what they did.
Here's the thing, and I have said that. We'll get back. Listen, we have lots of time today. 40 will join us in the 5 o'clock hour at about 5:25. I know he's traveling. I mean, to me, the Amani Bates stuff, and I want to be clear with this. Kenny Payne has not had a good offseason.
No.
Okay.
Recruiting wise.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I am expecting that the players that are returning to be better. And there's no doubt guys like L. Ellis and Jalen Withers need to take a massive step forward. Not a point and a half per game step forward. It needs to be a massive step forward.
Right.
And so that is going to be TBA until we get into the season. There's no way for me to evaluate that right now, obviously. Brandon Huntley Hatfield is a guy that, I mean, the upside is there. I really like that pickup. Okay. I really do.
Yeah. You and I are opposite on that. Not because I don't think he's talented. It's just because they have a million bigs and they didn't need bigs. They need guards.
Fair enough. But yeah. I think this guy, the thought is maybe he can be a little bit more of a wing than a true big. Like Sidney Curry is going to be a true big,
on
right?
The block. Yes.
You don't imagine him to be the same way. You don't want him to be shooting the threes that Jalen Withers shot last year.
Well, yes.
And so you have guys getting better, which I'm giving Kenny Payne the benefit of the doubt on, okay? But other and Brandon Huntley Hatfield, to be quite honest.
Sure. Not
be
is a pain he better,
the,
you not, know?
Well, is he better than Tennessee? Is he going to be a pain? Again, one of my takes today was going to be, can you build a culture that you want and have Amani Bates around? And I don't think that's the case. Diener had a guest on from Memphis, and it was like Amani Bates wouldn't go back into games. Amani Bates was talking bad to recruits about Penny Memphis. Like, let's be honest.
He was a bad dude.
Amani Bates and the people around him, okay, it is whether it's him, whether it's them, whether it's a combination of both of them, the Amani Bates experience is a toxic one.
Yeah.
These college coaches do not mind. I mean, look at Kentucky football. Rolling the dice on
Boss Man Fett.
Yeah, guys that are questionable but have an upside. And we all can agree that Amani Bates has the upside. And I feel like 99% of the time that the talent wins out in these instances.
Yeah.
That you can be a headache, that you can be high maintenance, that it can be all of the above, and it's okay because the talent outweighs all of that. And when it doesn't, and we see this in the pro ranks, a guy will fizzle out of the pros.
Right.
Okay, I'll give you a great example. Whether whether you agree or disagree with his politics. Enes Kanter is a great example of that.
Yeah.
Kanter could still be in the NBA. He wouldn't be a starter. He would not be playing 32 minutes in the NBA, but he would be a guy making millions of dollars playing professional basketball.
Right.
But the talent of right now no longer outweighs the potential headache.
Right.
Okay? Or maybe just the headache. Not saying potential to it.
There will
just
be a headache. Yes, absolutely.
Okay?
Yes.
And so that's one reason why he's not in the – listen – again, whether you like it or not, there's people that probably think Colin Kaepernick fell into that.
Right.
Imani Bates falls into that all of the – like, it's that bad. I want to be clear with that. It's that bad behind the scenes that all of these coaches, A, did not go all in after Imani Bates, and B, he ends up at Eastern Michigan. And we'll ask Pat Forty coming up in the 5 o'clock hour here on the Take on ESPN 680-1057 about schools backing off him. I'm not comfortable saying Louisville did. I think it's obvious Michigan did. I mean, we talked about it. Michigan got two players in the last few weeks.
They did.
Since we've been talking about Imani Bates.
And one of them was Joey Baker.
Was
Joey Baker, and another one was an overseas kid.
Yeah.
I mean, are guys that one of them we know, you know, is a bench player. He's a shooter that really can't shoot that well. And another guy's a guy that we have no idea about.
Yeah.
Who may not even play this season. Again, it's I'm trying to build the roster, not win now. It must be that toxic.
Yeah.
It must be. And it was going to be a hard sell. And listen, it might be the opposite. It might be that Kenny Payne wanted this guy and it didn't work out and it continues to follow, quite frankly, the trend that we have seen this offseason. Fair enough. That might be it. But the other side is that all of these guys who live in this world of, we'll take that gamble, didn't take that gamble.
Yeah.
And, to be fair for a second, I've went to the off-the-court stuff, and I've made that pretty much the lead as to why he's not wanted. And one thing that I felt was a fallacy through the entire process, especially, Cerebral, when it looked like Louisville was going to get him, was I don't know how good he is either.
Right, because he didn't do anything in Memphis.
There's that. Like, I don't know how good he is. He's like, well, if you can cut down on this, this, and that. Well, yeah, I mean, you can cut down on some stuff, but Kenny Payne's not going to be able to change everything and every bad habit and everything that, you know, basketball-wise is within this kid.
Well, so, he's already got to do enough of that with some of these guys left over from Mac.
Whatever over-under you want to set, okay, I'll take the under. Is that a Romeo Langford shirt? Hey, come over here.
We got a
Romeo shirt. Oh my goodness!
Look, I see New Albany right there. Look at that.
Who is this man?
I live in New Albany too.
You live in New Albany. Listen, look at you.
Yeah. Who are you?
We got to find out this guy's name. What's your name? Come here. I have to bend down because you're tall.
You're very tall.
Wesley Selahusky.
Okay. Well, where are you from? Here? Or are you from Indiana?
From Georgetown, Indiana.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay.
So you're an IU fan. Oh, he's a Louisville fan.
He's a Louisville fan.
He's got a Romeo shirt on.
Yeah.
Oh.
How tall are you? Can I stand by you to see how tall you are? Taller than me.
Of course he's only 7 foot.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course.
You play basketball? L's down, brother. How about that? I'm kidding with you, man.
Look at that.
Thank you.
Officer Abrams smiling at the L's
smile.
Down.
Yeah,
of course he did.
Yeah.
He's like, damn it, we're going to keep the water dry.
Yes.
And we're going to keep these L's down going.
Damn right.
Those are two things
I'm
that we're doing
those laws.
July 4th weekend.
So a couple of things are happening right now. So first of all, we have the Romeo shirt.
What a busy day.
Also,
I mean, I love him going,
great.
I'm a Louisville fan.
That's great.
It's you, Jack. It's you.
It was Romeo Langford with the number zero jersey on.
Was it an Indiana or a New Albany shirt?
It was Indiana colors. It didn't say, I don't know what it was, but it had the entire state of Indiana, like every city.
Jack, it was glorious.
It was great.
That is glorious.
But so our guy,
one of the best shirts I've ever seen.
So our guy Cooper Assign is at the studio.
What's he doing there?
Cooper has nothing else to do.
I guess
he's
not.
Here in the studio. He doesn't listen to the show.
No.
He doesn't know that we're at Academy with our good friends at Kentucky Fish and Wildlife. He doesn't know any of that.
But anyways.
He doesn't listen. He just walks in.
Expects to be on the radio.
Yeah.
But anyways, he's sitting here in the producer room next to me, and we're just chatting, whatever. And then he goes, oh, my God, I gotta find her. And there's a woman walking by the window, and he just ran outside to...
shoot his shot.
I mean, to do what? To do nothing.
To not talk to
him. He's going to lock up the deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that what I should expect? He's going to be going on a date to Gersel's here in a couple hours? No, he didn't talk to her. He made some excuse, and he went back sitting next to you.
Yeah.
No, he's smelling not back up the yet, studio. That's exactly what's going on.
Trying to impress Jack.
Oh, he's not back yet?
He's not back yet.
He's not talking.
Yeah. He's at comfy.
That doesn't mean anything.
Let's be real. He went
Also, Fiscarelli.
I have to find her.
Oh,
Man. Fiscarelli.
Oh, no. He took a break and he's back with a vengeance.
He followed me.
Well, I don't think he ever followed me. I'm a little jealous, actually.
I am too. He didn't follow me either.
He literally just did.
I hope he follows us.
So now I can.
Now I can DM him.
DM him.
Yes, and try to get him on the show.
Yeah, try to get him on the show. He could be our Imani Bates insider. There we go. We get some real answers from Fiscarelli. And who's catching heat from his Fiscarelli saying you need a new job application? We have a lot of questions here.
Texas says Imani's a bust. Texas says we all need rummage Imani clips.
Yes, we do need rummage
Texas
Imani
says,
clips.
Come on, Andy. You know U of L backed off. Otherwise, he would be at U of L. Listen.
That could be the case.
Whatever. That's fine. But that was the beginning of our conversation. Yeah. I am more fascinated in that it's this bad that these groups of coaches, it got all the way down to Eastern Michigan.
Yeah. I mean,
and I would have to imagine as well that if he wanted to go pro somewhere, that those prospects must have been underwhelming for him to end up at Eastern Michigan. I mean, that's how everyone views it, and that's how you should view it.
It's fascinating.
I see it no other way. There's no spin here that he wanted to go back home. There's no spin. There's none. I can't even make up what I think the spin would be if that were the case.
No, I'm with you 100%. It is fascinating how he went from the next guy, the next Kevin Durant, next LeBron, whatever, to now he's persona non grata in the NCAA and has to go and play for Eastern Michigan.
I want to get to this on the other side as we're hanging out with Kentucky Fish and Wildlife at Academy Sports and Outdoors in Middletown. I want to get to this on the other side. The one thing that potentially is worth talking about that does matter for U of L in all of this.
Okay? All right.
Because there is something on the table that matters. We'll get into that. Pat 40 in the 5 o'clock hour. I think Perrin wants to come on here in the 4 o'clock hour. So we're hanging out with you with Kentucky Fish and Wildlife, Academy Sports and Outdoors in Middletown. It's The Take on a Wednesday on ESPN 680.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.